This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am appreciating how God chooses people for His assignments. When the book of Ezra opens, the Jews have just been released from being held in captivity in Babylon for the last 70 years, and now they are finally free to return to their homeland. So this is a period of rebuilding, and we talk a lot about rebuilding the temple, but it is also about rebuilding a nation as well. And when we look at the three different leaders that God chose at this time, we see that He's chosen three leaders with three different backgrounds. So He's chosen Zerubbabel, who is a prince of Judah. He has also chosen Ezra, who is a priest and a Levite. And finally, He has chosen Nehemiah, who is a politician from an unknown tribe. And this little observation is instructive for me because it reminds me when I was a young girl trying to be someone else. If I thought a person did something and they were recognized for being special, that was my cue to try to model what they were doing rather than trusting my own uniqueness. And now that I have grown more spiritually and understanding God's role for me, I understand that my own individuality is one of the most precious gifts that God has given me. And the words that I use to remind me of this are, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Jeremiah 1:5. So that says to me that we have unique qualities that God has chosen for us for His assignments. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, what is that unique assignment that God has chosen you to lead?